Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 7th of January. Paul Carberry was seen at his very best in the saddle when guiding Monbeg Dude to a half-length victory in the rearranged Coral Welsh National at Chepstow last Saturday. Trained by Michael Scudamore, the 10-1 winner is owned by a consortium of rugby players, including Yorkshire-born England World Cup-winning centre Mike Tindall, who was playing for Gloucester on Saturday. The 11-4 favourite, T4-3, ridden by Tony McCoy, had to settle for second place, with Triggerman at 50-1 occupying third spot. Monbeg Dude could now go to Haydock Park on Saturday, the 16th of February, for the Betfred Grand National Trial. Also at Chepstow, recent Catterick winner Ruakana was a rather fortunate winner of the Grade 1 Future Champions Finale Juvenile Hurdle for 4-year-olds, and Somerset trainer Jeremy Scott recorded a notable winner at Sandown Park when Melodic Rendezvous landed the Grade 1 Tolworth Hurdle. On the flat, North Yorkshire trainer David O'Meara has recorded a few winners recently on the all-weather tracks. In fact, he sent out a couple of winners at Wolverhampton on Sunday, both ridden by Graham Gibbons, and I'm sure that O'Meara will continue to have winners on the artificial surfaces. All three of the jumping tracks in Yorkshire are in action this week, sporting 7 race programmes, starting with Doncaster's first meeting of 2013 on Wednesday. Racing on Town Moor begins at 12:40. On Thursday, it's North Yorkshire Grand National Day at Catterick, also starting at 12:40. The North Yorkshire Grand National, a handicap chase over 3¾ miles, now offers record prize money of £20,000, the most valuable race of Catterick season over jumps. Last year's winner, Posh Bird, trained at near Malton by Peter Niven, is among the entries for Thursday's race. And novice handicap chasers take part in the Christie Memorial Trophy. Then on Saturday, it's the turn of Wetherby, with racing starting at 12:30. The main race is a handicap chase over 2 miles, offering prize money in excess of £18,000. With all three of Yorkshire's jumping tracks in action this week, it's a timely reminder to see who the leading trainer and jockeys are this season on the Yorkshire courses. Well, Saltburn trainer Keith Reevely has recorded 8 winners, followed by Malcolm Jefferson with 6. Regarding the jockeys, James Reevely and Dennis O'Regan lead the way with 8 winners each, followed by Wilson Rennick and Dougie Costello on 5 winners apiece. Enjoy your racing.